Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Lee, isn't it ironic that you can't protest in China, but China has no problem sending people to protest our government and paying for it?
There you go.
You got to love it, really, yeah. The irony of it.
Yeah.
And you know, you really back off this for a moment when you look at the fact that that Chinese billionaire, who actually is not ethnically Chinese, but he might as well be. He's living in Shanghai. They've made him a billionaire. He's basically propaganda agent for them. And long story anyway. So he's pumping the billions of dollars into the protest on the one hand, right? Protests, again, they'll kill you for doing it in China. You just disappear.
Yeah.
Right, okay. While the Democrats protect the Chinese-funded protesters. These would be the same Democrats that rolled out the red carpet for Xi when he came.
Oh, yeah.
Including, remember that whole boulevard in California lined with people waving those Chinese flags? I'm telling you, watching a merger of the Democrat Party in China. Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
They are fellow travelers on a journey to, well, we don't want to find out where. And thankfully, we will not have to, because for now, Trump retains control of the National Guard.
It's amazing how these people that claim their First Amendment rights to protest are always waving the flag of a different country.
I know. Right? Not this one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Chinese communist flag, the Palestinian flag, whatever. Just pick a nation, pick an enemy of this country, and they're waving that flag, then claiming their First Amendment right under the U.S. Constitution to be able to do that.
I know. So that's good news that Gavin Newsom and China lost the first round there. And Donald Trump retains the right to control their street.
For now.
Yeah. Thugs. For now. Highly trained street thugs, by the way. Somebody trained these people. If you watch the Portland video on X,
you know, why can't they be trained to do something really useful? You know, we could increase U.S. productivity. You know, wages would increase. I don't know. I guess that would make economic sense.
Well, speaking of making economic sense, I'm glad you brought that up, Lee. Here you go.
Trump's economic policies are actually working, but listen to this. Listen to who they are working for. There's a blue-collar boom happening.
Blue-collar wage growth, the only other time it's been this high, wait for it, was during President Trump's first term.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen real wages for hourly workers, non-supervisory workers, rise almost 2% in the first 5 months. No president has done that before.
No, the only other president who's done it before was Trump. And this was a bigger, faster hike in blue-collar wages.
Further evidence that the Republican Party is now the party of the working man. Well, working person, excuse me. That was a very misogynistic statement there, wasn't it, Tara?
Whoever. Everybody should be working if they want to work. And think about it. This is 40 years of Democrats trifling. As we learn in the Urban Dictionary, trifling means where you try to look like you're doing something, but you're actually failing.
Right.
And you know you're failing and you're fine with it. 40 years of declining wages.
That's a good old Southern phrase.
If you want to see the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there's a chart on, and I retweeted it this week, it's on my X feed, and you can send it to your friends because it really is remarkable. I mean, you go through presidency after presidency after presidency. And the last time there was a blue-collar wage growth of any kind, not as big as Trump's. You know how far back you have to go for that?
Bet you it's a fur piece.
A fur piece, yes, as they say there. Exactly. There in Anderson County.
Yes.
out there. No, Nixon. You got to go back to Nixon.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I remember President Nixon.
Yeah. And you know what the irony is that Biden in total, negative 1.7% decline in blue-collar wages. That is his legacy.
Yeah, that meant wages went down for the working person.
Yes, adjusted for inflation, negative 1.7, right? That's the whole Biden term, okay? Trump, 5 months, reverses that, and wages go up 1.7%. Okay. So that, I mean, that is incredible. That is a 3.4% overall hike over where blue collar workers were, because you had to go back, you know, backwards. That's 5 months. Where are we going to be in 5 years? And again, how did it happen? Well, when you read the headlines, the incredible headlines this week, so many incredible, just earth-shattering headlines have been lost in this whole Iran thing. It's taken up so much oxygen. Yeah. Well, when 1 million illegals leave the workforce and self-deport, they just, bye-bye, good, yeah, okay, well, that's it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's it. And even the New York, and that was the New York Post number, the New York Times number, and they're using Bureau of Labor Statistics, so they're interpreting them different ways. They even come in at 770,000. This is incredible. What does that tell you? If you can reverse this in 5 months, what does it tell you? Well, it tells you a couple things about growth and that are good, but the important thing that it tells you is that they, our economy, the shiny shoes, the Wall Streeters, were using illegal immigration as a tool of theft. And the money was just returned. That's what happened. They were using it to depress wages artificially. And as I've said all the time, Americans, we need to stop talking about this the way the Chamber of Commerce wants us to, because they're talking points from those doing the theft. Illegal immigration is first and foremost a tax evasion scheme. It's a tax evasion scheme. They don't pay the taxes. The people work under the table. The shiny shoes on Wall Street pocket the money. They build themselves a nice new swimming pool in their backyard, and you try to figure out how to pay your bills. Government can't pay its bills. People aren't paying taxes in, and guess what? They print the money, and you get inflation. And Trump is reversing that. He's reversing it. So that is how you get a wage gain that big, and that is why you're seeing the wage gains in the blue collar, because the workforce just shrunk by 1 million people who shouldn't have been here, who were used to artificially depress wages. So this is, Lee, this is just the market readjusting to, hey, we're coming, you know, to lawlessness. We're coming out of a period of lawlessness. We're going back into a period of lawfulness. This is what the wages should have been when they were, before they were stolen through
theft.
And
it's letting the free market work instead of government intervention.
Yes. And I said this earlier in the week, and some guy texted me and said, oh, yeah, you know, listening to you, I'm a populist now. I'm not a populist. I'm a conservative. I am. And I hate law breaking. And I hate anything that distorts a true capitalistic market. And illegal immigration does that. It creates so many victims along the way. Thousands of dead people on that border. So many women raped. So many people still beholden to the cartels. You know, afraid mom and dad will be hurt back home if they don't work nights in the cartel factory. I mean, it goes on and on. And also the Wall Street shiny shoes can steal the money, because that's what they're doing. They're stealing it. They're putting money in their pockets. Should go to the federal government. You don't like the tax rate? Then by gosh, you get yourself a lobbyist and you go fix it. No more under the table. And we'll straighten the system out. And that's what you're seeing here. And so many people, including in this audience, you've been fed this slide, comes from the Chamber of Commerce. I documented it back when I was a columnist for Creative Life Inc. And I saw the beginning of the lie. No, it's Americans are lazy. We need somebody else. Well, the reason you need somebody else is it used to pay $20 an hour in the 80s to work in a chicken processing plant. And now it pays $9 an hour, not adjusted for inflation. Americans aren't going to work for that. They shouldn't have to. They sense inherently that the market has been illegally distorted. You pay them a market wage, you're going to have Americans in the waiting room filling out applications. And Lee, you know how I know that? Oddly, NBC News proved that to me this week.
There you go.
We had that raid in Nebraska on the meat processing plant. And you have the hysterical owner. He's going on NBC every day. The end is nigh. Trump just took 76 of my illegals. I can't operate. And then in the story after that, the NBC story opens, the waiting room is slammed full of people filling out applications. They're Americans. Why is that? Well, I'll complete the sentence. because everybody knows in that town you don't apply unless you're an illegal. They're not going to hire you. Now you're going to get hired. And guess what? I bet you they're going to get a couple more dollars an hour. And they should. It's market wages. So really great to see all of that happening. By the way, Lee, this is Kevin Hassett on Fox News this morning talking to Kayleigh McEnany about the coming jobs boot for Americans.
They say this is the largest increase of blue-collar wages in nearly 60 years. What do you attribute that to?
The fact is that the Big Beautiful Bill is already having a big, beautiful effect because everybody's onshoring jobs, building factories, making commitments to send trillions of dollars of new investments into the U.S., and they're doing that before the bill is even passed. But we expect that the bill will pass the Senate next week and that it'll be signed by the 4th of July. And when that happens, not only will that momentum continue, but people are going to see a big, big tax cut. So if you get paid time and a half on overtime, then you're going to be taxed on the time, but not the half. If you get tips, then you're not going to be taxed on those tips. If you're a Social Security person who's getting taxed on some income because you're maybe taking an extra job, you're not going to be taxed on that. And so all of this is going to add even more juice into the economy. And so you think it, right now we're looking at GDP growth in the second quarter about 4%, real wage growth that's unprecedented in 60 years, and that's even before the bill is passed. And finally, you led with all this scaremongering about tariffs. Think about it. While this is going on, inflation right now is lower than it's been in 4 years, and that's by every single measure. And yep. So these people who say the tariffs are going to cause inflation and harm the economy, they got both things wrong.
Amen to that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.